1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, let's do it. I just spent way too long watching 407, 408 to make sense of my notes because there's a fucking lot going on in this. But let's just get to a theme song.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW, Walking, no, Westworld Review. I do too many shows. This is episode 37 for 407, Meritonia. Meritonia. Bernard and Maeve getting guns to go into a tunnel. The Sublime is the Hoover Dam. I'm calling it the Hoover Dam because I don't know my dams. It's like people that don't know their state capitals. I don't know the difference in dams. So to me, when I see a dam and it's made out of cement, it's the Hoover Dam. And the reason I think that is because in 401, they show Vegas in the background and then they show the dam. So my mind is correlating that to the Hoover Dam. I don't know if that's factual. Don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. Bernard opens it. There's a whole scene where they walk into the dam and they get in the computer and then they're hacking into there. And then he's just like, yeah, I've seen this 1,000 times. It's really getting boring. I'm tired, Maeve. And then he basically says that they're copies and that they're really both in the Sublime. I think it's a way for them to excuse that if they die, they're not actually gone. It's like saying the Sublime is a robot heaven, right? That's really what's going on here. It's robot heaven. They're both in there already. This is just like their mortal copies of their bodies and copies of their brains inside robot bodies. It doesn't really make sense, but it also does. It's just cool and stupid at the same time. It can be both things. It's not mutually exclusive here. A big robot thing from the Matrix crashes through it, from Aliens crashes through it, and then it cuts. And you're just like, is this reality? Are they dead? What was that? Because it just goes away. Because then it shows Bernard talking to Acheteka, and they're talking about saving people. And do you see how this ends? He keeps asking him, do you see how this ends? Do you realize what this is really about? But do you see what it's really about? Like, every time he's like, yeah, I do see what it's really about. But do you see what it's really about? It's like a Simpsons joke. It just keeps going. God damn. And the second time they arrive at the Hoover Dam, it's like the same scene. And you're like, did my disc rewind? Did it go back to chapter one? Am I having a stroke? I smell toast, but maybe my wife's making toast. Maybe someone in the house is making toast. No, they're showing it again. It's a different version where they arrive and Maeve makes Bernard promise this time to send her to the Sublime. But we know she's already there, but Bernard doesn't tell her this time. He's just like, yeah, I'll totally send you to the Sublime to be with your daughter, bro. Yeah, we never see her in the Sublime, as far as I recollect, to be with her daughters. We just have to take that on faith. That she's just in there. Again, it's the afterlife. Dolores wakes up for the 10 millionth time this season. And Teddy is just being a real goddamn creeper. Staring at her while she's sleeping. And I mean, there's a reveal that's very obvious that happens. That he's not really staring at her. But, you know, in real time when we're watching this, he's just a creeper staring at her while she's sleeping. Was not invited over, it seems, for the night. At least not enough to get in her bed. Or if he did, he was like, I got to set an alarm for 3 a.m. so I can get up. Just in case she wakes up earlier, I gotta be sitting in this chair staring at her so she knows I'm watching her. He's just like, you are a superhuman. You are a god. You can't. And she's like, what happens if I die here? He's like, then you'll die. And she immediately goes into the goddamn bathtub and tries to drown herself. And he's just like standing outside the door like, I think that bitch just drowned herself in there. But you know what? Turning a doorknob is a lot of work. I'm just not going to do that. He just does. And then like she kind of wakes up, which is just, it's her transition into believing it so hard that she becomes, she evolves. It's like her evolution step. She needed to do that. It's I get it. And I guarantee as writers, they're like explaining this on, you know, she's going to, She needs to accept that. And then she, you know, it's the Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade leap of faith. She has to take that leap, knowing what Teddy just said is she'll die. But she does it, and she evolves, and she becomes something more. And that's how she becomes our heroine. I really picture that meeting, that pitch, the script in the room, the writer's room, where they're just going over that, and one guy is just coming in his pants over that. Oh, this is like evolving. I guarantee that was in their brain when they're writing that. I should probably move on, right? After you say coming in your pants, you should probably just move on. She lives. She survives her own suicide, which is just fantastic. Kids, go ahead. No, don't do that. Caleb is freaking out in his cell, in his glass prison cell, and Hale stops him. Men in Black, the Man in Black shows up. Not the Men in Black. Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith do not show up to smack him and berate him. She basically tells him, this experiment has failed. You're right. And I'm right because I'm always right. I'm going to go ahead and place the humans in cold storage. Again, the humans are the robots in this version. They just flipped. I'm going to place the humans in cold storage tomorrow, and your daughter's going to arrive just in time to be killed and placed in cold storage or whatever. Because at this point, the robots are under her control and the humans because of the mind control flies, which is a sentence that makes sense on this season. Good God, what has happened to the show? This is the second to last episode, and that's a sentence that makes sense, and I have no further details to add what the flies represent other than, I guess, reality, I haven't really thought this through, what the flies represent, other than the second stage beyond that is, you know, the humans ignore it because it's a goddamn fly, or they swat it away because they're humans. The robots didn't. Because they're robots, they're told not to. They can't hurt it. Beyond that, the flies represent the consciousness of the robots and the consciousness of the humans. Why am I focused so much right now on this? The rebels are ready to leave to go to the city to get as many people out as they can before the whatever happens. Bernard does have to sit there and tell Stubbs, hey, bro, no matter what, you're going to die here. You're not going to survive this. And Stubbs is like, cool. Because he's been trying to kill himself this entire season. Because that's how it started off. Remember, he tried to kill himself, and that's how Bernard found him? Man in Black tries to... I wrote down... All right, here's my notes. MIB frees William. Wait, no. Stabs him. Because I thought he's going to let him go. And I'm like, yeah, two Williams running around. The real William. And then as they start talking, I'm like, oh no, he's gonna tell him to kill him. And that's exactly what he does. He's like, you're a copy of me, but you're forgetting who you actually are, which is a fucking person. Like, the world is done, man. Just go out there and just ride the wave at this point. And he kills him. He stabs him in the fucking chest and kills the real William. So, who dies in his the maze pose. And he's dead now. So, again, the next two episodes, you're going to hear a lot of deaths. So, that's William gone. Man in Black is still alive, but whatever. Dolores makes a woman at work pull the fire alarm so that she can get out of there. She then makes them destroy all the stories. She's basically burning down Westworld. Her version of Westworld that she's in. And it's kind of cross-cutting with Stubbs and C finding William dead. And I wrote down clearly different times because at one point they cross each other in the hallway. And they're doing that to fuck with you. And they're doing it to tell you that it's different timelines because they've done that several times now. And God damn it worked because I was like, okay, they're in different times. And you're like, when the hell is Dolores then? Is Dolores after all this? Before all this? Like, is this all because of what Dolores did? And you're waiting for an explanation as to how that makes sense. And is Dolores kind of behind all this on accident? And no, turns out it's not. Frankie finally gets to meet Caleb because she walks into they go into the basement and they find Caleb. Caleb kicks Stubbs in the chest, kicks him out of the room and holds, puts his daughter against the wall and is like, oh, this is another fucking trick of yours. Hell, I'm gonna, you know, get my. She's like, you call me Cookie when I was a child, and you're my dad, and he basically, it really is emotional. I was just rewatching it, and I was tearing up. I'll be honest. I'm a pussy. I cry at fucking everything on TV shows and nothing in real life. I am an emotionally fucked up person, and TV is more real to me than reality. So I was a sucker there. I was crying a little bit. And yeah, he finally gets to see his daughter after decades. Not in his brain. It's only been a couple days in his brain, but in her brain, it's been 23 goddamn years. Yeah, I don't know. I reunited with your daughter. How do you not relate to that and get emotional? Maeve and Bernard are sneaking into a tower. She goes, "We've arrived, Bernard." And I was like, "The fuck did you just say, Maeve?" And had to rewind. And she said, "Bernard." And I'm like, "Oh, she's so British. She can't say Bernard," which sounds like Bernard. Like, it's a good British word. But no, Bernard. Because she's like London. She's not from the country. So she, Bernard, no R's are pronounced in England. Bernard, Bernard. I guess if you're not going to pronounce either R, Bernard. They're sinking to the tower. He stops and he goes, "You know what? I need to tell you something. No matter what, we're not going to survive. But a small, small, small thing can live if you're willing to fight for me and for them. But you make the decision." And she's like, "Aye, bro." I thought he was going to tell her that she was in the Sublime already, but he doesn't say that. So she just never knows, I guess. Finds out. She's not going to find out when she dies, because it's not literally her moving over there. She's already there. It's like if you found out you're already in heaven, and no matter what you do, you're still in heaven. And you're just like, "All right, well, I guess it doesn't fucking matter what this version of me does." Except if this version doesn't save heaven from blowing up, I guess would be the only difference. But you're like, "Well, I might as well fucking kill a bunch of things and then, you know, save heaven and I'll still be in there." Or maybe you're not a psychopath like me and you just, yeah, I'll do that and save heaven. I might have to work through some things with my therapist. I haven't talked to him since I was doing NyQuil and cocaine. So not the drugs, the book. I was writing a book and doing a podcast and a show about NyQuil and cocaine, a face-off novelization. Actually, I need to continue that, don't I? I haven't done that in a long time. It's been years. And therapy, I guess. Oh, man, I should probably do that. Oh, Hale, she's about to take her brain cube out. She's going to have one of her white robots called, I don't know what to call them, pull out her brain ball. Sorry about hitting the mic there, if you heard that. She's about to have, they're going to pull out her robot brain ball. They're going to pull it out. I don't know what she's going to do with it. They end up kung fu fighting because Maeve shows up. I read that out of order. Must have been very confusing. No, Maeve shows up while she's doing that. She's like, "All right, no, stop. I'll go outside." She goes outside in the pond, in the fucking like giant koi pond. "I want to kung fu fight Maeve." And they're knocking each other over. They're kicking each other in the water. And then they're talking the whole time. And then it seems like they're done and they're going to discuss it. And then Man in Black blows out the back of Maeve's brains. And then Hale's like, "About time." He's like, "Better late than never. How about we play a different game? Survival of the fittest, bitch." And he shoots Hale right in the goddamn head. And he kills her. So they're gone. There goes, I forget what character I said died earlier. Well, let me just continue because another one dies. He goes inside where that giant map is and he finds Bernard, who clearly just left a message on a tablet. It was very obvious. It's not really a secret. I'm just saying, I thought it was going to be a secret, but it wasn't. And then Man in Black's like, "Well, I guess you're not going to see the end." Ba-ba-bow! And blows the shit out of Bernard. Bernard has a little flashback of Chicheca, where he's like, "You see how this ends, right? And how does it end?" And he goes, "No matter what I do, I die." And he's doing his little sweet, like, chasing his childhood self or chasing his child. I forget which. And so Bernard's dead. For real. He's not coming back. Maeve, Bernard, and Hale all just got killed. Hale comes back in a second, but still, pretty aggressive few minutes there on the show. And we're told that Stubbs is going to die. It hasn't happened yet, but the Outliers are trying to leave. Everyone starts fighting. So this is C's group, who we know is Frankie and Caleb. They're all trying to leave town, and Stubbs. They're trying to flee. Everyone starts fighting. I don't quite know. I think it's Man in Black who places the virus that gets everyone to uses the speakers to get everyone to fight each other. That's what it appears like to me. It seems like he did it because Hale is actively working against that. We go back to Teddy. He tells Dolores that she's not real, but the world is. So the scene we saw earlier, it wasn't different timelines when they crossed paths in the hallway. It was different realities because they were really there, but Teddy and Dolores were not. They're just like in a digital simulation of that building. So, of course, they didn't see him. And then it really just ends with the Man in Black. He's shooting a bunch of robots as the tower behind him blows up. So there goes the tower. I've come to love and treasure that tower. Don't know why it's there. It really doesn't need to exist, but it's gone now, which is a sad thing, I'm told. I don't know, but I'm going to go because there's only one episode left, and I'm excited to finish. Until next time, and in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens. Oh, I give this episode an 8. I gave the previous episode an 8. I'll be back for Que Sera Sera. Bye-bye.